Hello everyone, this is the fifth podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topics of learning, personality, communication and perception as part of the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. I am Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences, considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organization's performance. These factors depend on the individual, the work group in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the personal context. This fifth lesson consists of four parts, dedicated to four different topics: learning, personality, communication, and perception. Learning is a fundamental concept within the discipline of organizational behavior, embracing various theories, models, and practices aimed at understanding how individuals, groups, and organizations acquire knowledge, skills, and behaviors to adapt and thrive in dynamic environments. At its core, learning in organizational behavior emphasizes the continuous process of acquiring, interpreting, and applying new information and experiences. This process occurs at multiple levels, including individual, group, and organizational levels, with each level influencing and being influenced by the others. In Pavlov's famous experiment, dogs learned to associate the ringing of a bell, neutral stimulus, with the presentation of food, meaningful stimulus, eventually eliciting a salivation response even when food was not present. This process of classical conditioning highlights how environmental stimuli can shape behavior through learned associations. Pavlov's principles of classical conditioning can be applied to understand how employees learn and respond to various stimuli in the workplace. For example, the use of performance incentives or rewards, meaningful stimuli, can become associated with specific behaviors or outcomes, neutral stimuli, motivating employees to repeat those behaviors in anticipation of the reward. Personality is another significant aspect of organizational behavior, encompassing the unique set of psychological characteristics that influence how individuals think, feel, and behave in work settings. Understanding personality is essential for predicting and explaining individual differences in job performance, job satisfaction, leadership effectiveness, and other organizational outcomes. One key concept within the study of personality is trait theory, which suggests that individuals possess stable and enduring traits or characteristics that shape their behavior across different situations. Traits such as extroversion, conscientiousness, openness to experience, agreeableness, and emotional stability are among the most widely studied dimensions of personality. Some researchers call them the ocean factors. These traits influence various aspects of workplace behavior, such as communication style, decision-making, and leadership approach. Communication influences how individuals, groups, and organizations interact and collaborate in the workplace. Effective communication is essential for achieving organizational goals, fostering collaboration, and maintaining a positive organizational climate. Effective communication involves not only the transmission of information, but also active listening, feedback, and mutual understanding among participants. Clear and transparent communication channels help to minimize misunderstandings, conflicts, and ambiguity, promoting alignment and coherence in organizational activities. Finally, perceptions refers to the process by which individuals select, organize, and interpret sensory information to create a meaningful understanding of their environment. Perception plays a crucial role in shaping interpersonal relationships, communication, and organizational dynamics. Perceptions of trust, competence, and likability influence how individuals interact and collaborate with others in the workplace. Misunderstandings and conflicts often arise from differences in perception, highlighting the importance of effective communication and empathy in addressing perceptual biases and fostering mutual understanding. Organizational leaders and managers must recognize the impact of perception on employee attitudes, behaviors, and performance. By promoting transparency, fairness, and open communication, organizations can minimize perceptual biases and create a positive organizational climate where individuals feel valued and respected. We have now reached the end of this fifth podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.